tree's breathing changed, and she looked up to see his eyes open and filled with sadness.
"He's going to leave, isn't he?"
she whispered. Dmitri nodded and wrapped his arms tightly round her, burying his face in her hair. He sniffled and let out a soft, mournful sound against her skin. The wet warmth of tears became evident, along with the salty scent.
"It's my fault," she said. "I marked you first. If only I'd let him mark you first. The council would let him stay, and I'd be the one forced to find a second mate. Maybe I'd have better luck."
"We'd still be in the same bind, though,"
he whispered.
"He said they expect all court dragons to produce offspring. He needs to mate a human woman one way or the other. If only he would just choose."
"He loves you so much," she said. "As do I. It's no wonder that he wants only you."
"But I need you both. If only he could see how much I need him as much as you."